Was he very angry?
He was naturally concerned for your well-being. However, I'm sure we can find Nathaniel a job of work. And if not, I dare say some other friend may help him to find a start in the world, eh?
Oh, you are the dearest man, Mr. Pickwick.
Oh.
Job of work?
A letter come while you was away, Sam. Hmm? Marked immediate.
Aye, aye, it's from me father.
The Marquess of Crane, Wednesday. My dear Sammy, I am sorry to have the pleasure of being the bearer of ill news. The widow caught a cold, sitting on the damp grass, a-hearing of the shepherd, telling all of Dorkin they were sinners. And she paid the last pike at 20 minutes afore 6 o'clock yesterday evening. I shall come to see you soon. Infernally yours, T. Vella. P.S. She have left you 200 omnibuses.
200 omnibuses? What am I going to do with them?
I'm sorry your father wasn't very happy in his marriage, Sam.
Mary, I have a question to ask of you.
No, you haven't. Not yet. You've got to find 200 horses.
Mr. Pickwick, sir. Deepest obligations. Life preserver, made a man of me. You shall never repent it.
It is understood then, Jingle, that Mr. Pickwick will provide you with a quarterly salary for 1 year, after which both you and Trotter must support yourselves.
Demerara, sugar trade, clear head, man of business.
I shall furnish you with a suit of clothes each and see you do not pawn them.
Repay every farthing. Stick to business. Rather yellow fever than see the fleet again. Oh, no go.
You will be on the Liverpool coach this evening.
Mr. Pickwick, sir. Yeah. Men who've been in the fleet understand each other. Abused you. Wounded your friend. Deepest apologies. Your hand, sir.
Do not let me down, Alfred. Nor yourself.
I say, spare £10 till Wednesday.
We can but hope for his reformation, sir. Now there remains only the matter of Dodson and Fogg's costs. I have the cheque made out.
I shall hand it to them myself, and then take the greatest pleasure in kicking them downstairs and let them sue me, Perker.